Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshall County Public Health Director, Sydney Gruel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by and making some time for us today. A lot going on in your world here in Marshall County with Legionella, Legionnaires' disease, whatever you want to call it here. I just looked. We are up to 68 cases here in Marshall County as of 3 p.m. today, Wednesday, September 17th. Sydney, just what do we have here as an update? I know kind of the thing that everybody's looking for is where is this coming from?
Yeah, so we are honed in on cooling towers here in Marshall County. We have tested 12 cooling towers. All of those cooling towers have been remediated, whether they've tested positive or not. Those tests that we take from them, called environmental samples, do take a long time to grow. And Legionella itself is just a hard bacteria to grow in general. So we haven't found our smoking gun yet, as Dr. Donahue likes to say, but all of those remediated towers, everybody's been working well with us and helping stop the spread of Legionella.
You know, I'm sure when you signed up or wanted to be the public health director, you knew you were going to learn about cooling towers and what these things are. So can you just explain to people out there who are like, what is a cooling tower? Can you just explain what they are?
Yeah, I've learned so much about HVAC in the last couple of weeks that I didn't know existed. So cooling towers are basically a large air conditioning system. Simply put, I know I'm not crediting them to people who work with them every day. You know, we at our own houses have smaller air conditioning units, but these cooling towers are for large entities, just places that might need more air. And they're used with like a water-based system, and it circulates and then it blows up water into the air, which is how we get that Legionella, and then it spreads around.
So we have honed in that it is coming from a cooling tower, and these are kind of on all the big buildings around town, right?
Yep, they can be on a lot of different buildings. But some, even if it is a big building, they may not have it. I don't know the difference between like why somebody chooses to have them and why they don't choose to have them. Some of it might be because of the possible chance of getting Legionella, just because, you know, this is what happens. Like, because they require these maintenance and these proper procedures and water management, because it's not just, you know, changing the air filter in your normal home air conditioning. There's chemistry and water treatment that has to go into it. So some large buildings in town that you think may have them may not.
Okay. Yeah. It's like having a fish tank. It's not just, you know, like you said, changing the filter. There's a lot more that goes into it to make it all work. So right now cases are continuing to rise, but part of that is because as people get some of these symptoms, more people are getting tested. That's what we want to see. You know, what are some of these symptoms that people should look for before they go in and get tested?
Right. To answer that, that's a good question. I know I've seen some things where people are like, wow, we're up 7 cases today, or, you know, we jumped really high numbers, or however many things. So there's a process on the back end of, we have to call these patients that have been diagnosed with Legionella, and they have to answer the phone to these people calling them to answer these questions before they're considered into the case count, to make sure that they fit the case definition of the Legionella that we've established at the state. And so that's why that number, some of them might have come in this morning, and if they can get the answer to the question, they'll be added to the 3 o'clock. Some of them might have come in last night. Some of them might have come in yesterday and they just didn't answer the phone until this morning. So that's kind of how that works, is why some days we may have a bunch and say some days we may not have a lot. It just kind of depends, as well as the incubation period for Legionnaires' disease and Legionella is 2 weeks. So you could get sick, you could have been exposed to it a week and a half ago, and your symptoms could start a week and a half later. And then you're like, oh, okay, I'm starting to feel sick. And it takes you another 2 days to go to the doctor. And then it takes a day or so to get your test back. So then you could have been exposed. And that's why, you know, it's taken this long. So we've expected to see some of these cases still coming in from when we've tested those cooling towers, and then also from when we've done the remediation.
Right now, though, people should live their lives as normal day to day, because this isn't something that, as we're sitting in the room today, it's not going to transmit if I had it from me to you.
Correct. It's not like the COVID and flu and just other viruses that you get, which is worse, are also going around. So I've heard from some local providers, there's a lot of COVID and there's a lot of flu happening. It's that season. Nope, you can't get it from coughing, sneezing, rubbing your germs on other people. It has to be inhaled through your nose via those contaminated water droplets. So
I've talked to the providers here in town. They can all test for Legionella. How long does it take to get those results to come back?
So depending on when it's taken again. So if you got it in the morning, it could take 6 hours. It could take 24 hours. Again, it's just the process of when they get it, when they take it to the lab, when the lab sends it out to, usually we've been sending it to the state hygienic lab, or they send it to Waterloo and Allen Hospital in Waterloo for the Marshalltown lab. So it just really depends on the time of the day, but within 24 hours is usually when we get it back.
Yeah. Okay. And so, going back to these cooling towers, all those tests they're not being done here. You're not sitting in with the lab coat doing it. You're
no,
sending those down.
I got to collect them.
Yeah. So you're going to Iowa City. That's where they all went.
Yep. So they're being tested and ran in Iowa City at the state hygienic lab. Like I said, at minimum, those take a week to start to see something, if we're going to see some Legionella, and then they're holding on to them longer just to make sure that if they are going to grow something, they don't like throw them away too early and be like, oh, we missed it. But then again, they may not grow Legionella because it's just a hard organism to grow.
So we're okay with people at home have things like fountains and spas and hot tubs and things like that, where those people, they should obviously treat their systems as needed, but there isn't a worry there. We're honed in on the cooling towers.
We are. We're honed in on the cooling towers. We have gotten some calls or emails or Facebook comments, and we are seeing those like suggestions of people. We're not leaving any stone unturned. We're putting those kind of on, I wouldn't say on the back burner, but like in our back pocket. We are focusing on the cooling towers. The CDC is in line with that. People like to go down those rabbit holes of like, well, what if it's not that? It most of the time is that cooling tower, and that's what we're really focused on because of what we're seeing. If people do have those humidifiers, as we start to get into the colder months and maybe people are taking them out for the first time, give them a good clean and make sure you're using the proper things and just doing that proper water management. Hot tubs, same thing. If you're just make sure you have proper water management for all those things that aerosolize water.
So how did you guys come to the conclusion North Central Marshalltown, and what does that mean? Is that north of Anson Street? Is that north, where does that line kind of come?
So North Central Marshalltown is, we're establishing from the north of the railroad tracks to probably the edge of town. We have come to that conclusion just based on where some of our cooling towers are located, where some of our patients may have traveled, been exposed to those cooling towers, and that's what we're seeing. So
does that mean people outside of North Central Marshalltown are not going to get Legionella?
That is not necessarily true. If, say, someone traveled, say, like I live not in the north part of town. If I traveled into this area, or I came to visit
KFJB?
Right. If I came to visit KFJB, or I came to eat at the Flying Elbow or Smoking G's or visit the courthouse, and I lived outside of Marshalltown at that time when they were not remediated and we were seeing that exposure at the beginning, that people could have contracted the disease and gotten Legionnaires.
Okay, so let me just summarize some things that we've talked about.
Yeah.
It takes about a week and a half, 2 weeks for after exposure for it to start showing signs and symptoms for yourself.
So it's a minimum, the incubation period is what we call it, is from anywhere from 2 to 14 days. So you could see it at 2 days, you could see it at 14 days, or anywhere in between.
Okay, so there could be a little bit of a delay.
Every person is different.
Right, and so then with that, those symptoms, flu-like symptoms, right?
Yes.
Cough where you're not really getting anything to come up is kind of
it's
the one.
It's a dry cough, yep.
One little difference that I've noticed. All right, so I can go and get a test done that's going to take about 24 hours to come back and let me know at my local provider.
Yep, so the symptoms, a dry cough. And again, everybody presents differently. The most common ones, the dry cough, a high fever, like 102, 103, 104, nothing to mess around with. It's not just like, oh, well, you're at 99 or like it's high. Sometimes weakness, fatigue. There's a lot of stuff that we're seeing. So if you think that you may, go see your local provider, go to urgent care, express care, depending on where you're at. And yeah, it's a simple urine test that they can take from you.
All right. Anything else about that for ourselves if we're showing symptoms, or anything else about the Legionella bacteria?
No, like I said, it's just also respiratory season. So those providers are fully aware of what's going on. So let them treat you. And it's treated with an antibiotic, I should say. So as soon as they diagnose you, they'll give you the proper antibiotics, and it's very treatable.
Yeah, so it's something that's treatable. It's a Z-Pack. Yep. Is that what I saw?
Yep, Z-Pack is very common for them to give out at the clinics. So.
All right. Well, Sydney, I appreciate you stopping by. Where are some good places? I know I've been posting that a direct link to that 3 yes. p.m. update every day at 1230kfjb.com. Any other places that are good just for some updates?
Again, we're trying to get them. I appreciate for sharing the link. For those who don't know, which I've been saying it everywhere, you know, one person health department, which is myself, there's a lot going on. We're trying, the investigation still ongoing, trying to get the information out. We're trying to put it out on Marshall County Public Health Facebook page. Some of the updates might not look as exciting as, you know, just the case count number, but we're trying to get some more of this information about the remediation. But we're also working on the back end to make sure that that stuff is getting done. Some of the information may not be as quick or as timely as people may like, or not what they want, but we're giving out what we can and protecting those people that have come down with the disease.
Yeah, it's a long process as well with the samples in yes. Iowa City too, so it's not something that we'll get overnight.
Correct.
Sydney, I appreciate you stopping by and just giving us an update on what's going on.
Yes, thank you as always.